Hello and welcome to Who Wins Podcast, where each episode we pit pop culture icons against each other in a brutal fight to the death. I am Chris Bolton. With me, as always, my partner in pugilism, Mr. Mark Williams.
Not that.
And this episode, we continue on our quest to find the champion of champions, our ultimate warrior, if you will, as we pit humans and superheroes into battle royales. Now, just a quick recap of the rules for those of you that didn't listen last episode, in which case you probably should, otherwise most of this is going to be lost on you. But what we're doing in the rundown to our 100th episode is we are going to take every winner we've ever had and attempt to find the champion of champions. Now, the way we're doing that is by kicking off with a round of battle royales where we've grouped every winner into one of eight categories. Those categories face off against each other. There can only be one victor from each, and then everyone goes into a tournament bracket. Now, disclaimer, just like last episode as well, it was pretty fucking difficult to categorize everyone into eight brackets. All right, so we don't want to hear, oh, actually, they belong in this bracket. They belong in there. They're not a superhero. We know it was really fucking difficult. All right.
So also, they're all fucking lists.
Yeah, we kind of just had to not overthink it was the problem, because at one point there were like 16 fucking groups with about four people in each one, and then that had to be condensed down. Then they were too fucking big because we only had four groups. Then it was a thing, listeners. All right, so we kind of done the best we can. We think everybody's as evenly matched as they can be in terms of their power sets. So that's what we're going with. Yeah. So, all of that being said, let's kick off then with our first battle royale of the evening.
The other thing we do need to explain as well is where we have groups.
Oh,
We're picking one combatant per group.
Yes, good save. So,
for example, last week we had the cast of Firefly, so we picked River from that.
Yes.
So that's how it works. If there's a group, so for example, in humans, we've got the Simpsons, we've got the Jetsons, there will be a Simpson and a Jetson.
And they will nominate amongst themselves as part of this weird pseudo-narrative that we formed around this podcast where there's actual stories to these fights. I don't know. Okay then, let's run down the humans and then, yeah, we can get into those group discussions. So in the humans bracket, we have George Bailey,
yep.
Hulk Hogan,
yep.
The Rock,
yep.
Tyrion Lannister,
yep.
Michael Corleone.
Yeah.
Let's try saying that again, Chris. I haven't been drinking, I swear. Michael Corleone. The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Yep.
Joker.
Yep.
Padme Amidala.
Yep.
Van Helsing.
Yep.
Dennis the Menace.
Yep.
The Simpsons.
Yep.
The Jetsons.
Yep.
Fireman Sam.
Yep.
Bob the Builder.
Yep.
And Maggie Simpson. So automatic bye for Maggie because she's won a fight all on her own against Stewie Griffin. So the Simpsons need to nominate another. They cannot nominate Maggie. She's already in.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got to put Homer forward, haven't they?
Well, yeah, because Homer's a fucking punishment sponge, isn't he?
Well, yeah, like he's got that stomach that just absorbs damage, isn't he?
Yeah, so, exactly.
I mean, it's got
to be
Homer.
It's not just a stomach either. If you go back to the episode where he was boxing against not Mike Tyson, it wasn't just the stomach, but it was the fact he could take an absolute kicking. He could get pounded in the head.
Yeah.
It didn't bother him. And it was only when he just sort of taken an absolute shit kicking for 11 and a half rounds and then pushed the other guy over because he was knackered at the end of the 12th.
Yeah, it's definitely got to be Homer.
It's got to be Homer.
And the Jetsons, right, do we allow Rosie? Because...
No.
Okay, because I was going to say if we do, then it's got to be Rosie, isn't it? Because, like, she's clearly, clearly the fucking nutcase. All right, then.
The thing is,
she's not human, is she? So
yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, it's got to be a human, isn't it? So okay, it's got to be George then, isn't it?
You'd think so, yeah.
It's got to be George. Okay, so we've got Homer Simpson and George Jetson then. Okay, Homer.
Homer, George, yeah.
Okay, so there's our list. Let's dive into it. I mean, I'm looking at this straight away and just thinking, oh, poor George Bailey, really. Like,
well, I don't know. You say that, but I mean, he's in here from a long fucking time ago. He did beat Santa Claus.
He did beat Santa Claus, but then he fell to the Grinch immediately.
Everyone fell to the fucking Grinch.
I know, but like, George hasn't got a lot, as he bless him. Like, he's he's down on his luck. Like, he's got a heart of gold, I know, but I mean, really, when you look at this lineup, like,
I think realistically, yes, okay, once he gets into it, once he actually gets into a fight, he's fucked. But he's a bystander. You know, nobody's going to think to target him because he's just
too fucking nice.
He's just George Bailey.
I mean, we never really see him fight, right? But I mean, I get the impression he could probably throw down, to be fair, because, you know, he's a gangly fucker. Like, he's really fucking tall. He's going to have a hell of a reach on him.
And not only that, I mean, you know, when he hits rock bottom, he's really going to numb. He's going to scrap because at that point he's fighting to survive. I mean, I know they're all fighting to survive in this. That's the whole point. But that's what his character did. He scratched and clawed to get himself back into everything. So I don't know. I think he's a scrappy little fucker.
He is quite scrappy. I just, you know, The Rock, Hulk Hogan, like, really?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I'm feeling more sorry for the likes of Fireman Sam and Bob the Builder because
Bob's,
you look at their you look at their occupations, you think, no, they're going to be quite strong and they're going to be quite quite hard. But actually, Bob the Builder never did fucking anything apart from spin a spanner around his finger and play with a cement mixer.
Look, firemen, so he's going to be fucking. Firemen are fit and hard. I'll give you that. Builders.
Well, Fireman Sam isn't. Sam's the fucking arsonist next door.
Yeah, and builders, like, no. Like,
builders aren't generally fit, but they're generally strong.
They are generally strong as a fucking ox, but let's be honest about it. Like, while everybody else is throwing down here, Bob's going to be fucking making his fourth cup of tea. Like, you know, he's not gonna start fighting till 11:30, and then he's going to go on lunch at 12 o'clock.
Lunch break.
Yeah, so, you know, like, he's got nothing yet. Like, he's just going to get hit by some fucking random flying chair or something from Hogan and The Rock while he's making his tea. Like, he ain't got nothing.
No.
Honestly, I mean, like, we can almost cross him off straight away. Like,
pretty much. I mean, running down the list, Hogan and The Rock, obviously, they're your quote unquote fighters. I know people say what they want about wrestling, but no, they're still very fit, very strong, very athletic.
I mean, they're big dudes, yeah.
And they're big dudes. Tyrion Lannister's gonna get punted over a fucking wall by one of those two.
Fucking smart though, isn't he?
This is the thing.
In the last battle royale, like, he's got it about him to manipulate the others as
well. Well, there are a couple of those. You've got him, you've got Michael Corleone, and you've got Ted DiBiase.
Yeah, you look at that little triumvirate there. They've almost got a little mob formed, haven't they?
Well, that's it. And you get the impression that, I mean, Michael Corleone's not going to be afraid to throw down himself, but he's going to be looking to see who he can influence, who he can drag in to do it for him.
Yeah, definitely. Which, you know, you got to figure, like, in fairness, Ted DiBiase, like, yeah, I know everybody's got a price and stuff like that, but so does he. You got to figure, like, if the money's right,
he's
a greedy fucker, so he'll do it for the money.
Absolutely.
Dennis the Menace will definitely do anything Michael Corleone tells him if he's paying him. Like,
oh, God, yeah. He's going to be like you. All he needs is Michael Corleone to tell him you won't do it, and he'll fucking crack on.
And he'll fucking do it, yeah, and he's going to be a master at that. Homer's dumb as well, to be fair.
Yeah. I mean, I think if anything, Dennis is going to be a catalyst for this because somebody's going to tell him he can't hit somebody in the head with a slingshot. He can't hit Bob the Builder from 20 paces with a slingshot.
I mean, Bob's
head coming off.
I was going to say, Bob the Builder's wearing a hard hat as well, right? So he's just a fucking target for Dennis.
Well, that's it. But it's the same as in X-Files. You go for the base of the neck, the fucking hat comes off anyway.
Yeah, and also, like, there's just too much mileage in it. He's wearing dungarees as well, so you can pants him. Like,
And he's made of clay, so you just pop him in the back and his head's going to fly off.
So Dennis takes out Bob the Builder.
So Dennis is going to take out Bob the Builder. That's going to be an early win for Dennis.
On Michael Corleone say so? Just, like, go fuck him up so he does? Like, is that how this is going? Okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, you've got to figure he's going to round straight on Fireman Sam then, haven't you?
Yeah, completely.
He's going to be like, that's one helmet gone. Let's go for the next one.
And with the added bonus for Fireman Sam. I mean, Bob the Builder had that fucking... His head was kind of round and he had big ears. Fireman Sam's got a massive fucking nose. So he's got an easy target there again.
Yeah. I think you can give that to Dennis as well. I think so, yeah.
I think, again, slingshot from 20 paces, that nose is an easy fucking target.
It is. Now, and the thing is, like... See, if we'd have put Marge Simpson in here, then you'd figure she'd now grab him round by the leg hole and clip him.
Oh, yeah, she'd be dragging him off to stand in the corner.
But we haven't. We've put Homer
in. No, we put Homer in.
He's going to be in fits of hysterics.
Yeah, Homer's going to think it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he is. Totally. There are three more we haven't talked about here as well. Like we've got the Joker in here. We've just talked about crime bosses and stuff.
Yeah. Joker's a funny one because you never know with Joker. On the one hand, he's going to want to be orchestrating everything and causing fucking chaos. But at the same time, I can almost see him taking a bit of a slow start and seeing how things pan out, just so we can see how the land lies before he starts fucking everybody up.
He's definitely going to do that. He's not stupid. He is an agent of chaos. He is not stupid. He is also very manipulative. Yeah. He's the fucking wild card here amongst this little criminal triumvirate we've got. He's the wild card. Like they cannot control him, nor can they trust him. And no. I'm just going to say it now, like in a straight fight between those four, however you're doing it, whether it's physical or whether it's mental, Joker wipes the fucking floor with every single one of them. Like every single one of them. But we'll come to that in a bit. Padme Amidala. She could throw down. Like that's the deceptive thing with Padme. Like we just think of her as like Anakin's mummy. But like, she's a fucking badass. You know, mummy, Luke's mummy. Ooh, creepy. Star Wars is creepy anyway. She's a badass.
But the thing with Padme is that she's a badass, but she does rely on weapons. She does need guns. Whenever you see her in anything,
she uses guns. Yeah.
The only time you see her not is when they're on.
She uses the chains and they get captured.
Uses the chains. Yeah. So she used the chains, but that was kind of a Princess Leia moment, wasn't it? Whereby she has to, otherwise she's going to get offed. It depends if she has chains to hand. To be honest.
Well. Yeah, I'm just looking at all of these now and thinking, would any of them have chains? And probably not.
Probably not, unless a Joker was manacled to start.
I wouldn't put it past Joker to just be carrying a random chain around with him for fucking funsies.
Yeah, just swinging it around for the fuck of it.
Yeah, but no.
And I think that's the problem. So Padme, she's strong, she's very lithe, she's athletic, she's quick, but she does rely on guns, and we don't allow guns.
I think she's probably not seen as a threat at this point, though.
No.
So I think she's. But I think the problem with Amidala,
because she's that character, she will speak up. She'll try and get them to stop fighting.
This is what I'm thinking. Like after seeing these two get offed by Dennis, I said we haven't got Marge, but she is the one that's going to walk over and be like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah, she's going to try and scold him, at which point I think she's going to turn her back on somebody else and they'll just whack her for the fuck.
Well, this is the thing. I don't think Dennis would then take her out. Like, he's not going to take telling, but he's also, I don't think he would. But if he wouldn't round on her in a vicious manner.
No, I don't think he would. There's but no I think fun in it. If you think of Dennis, like, Dennis is forever getting bollocked.
Yeah.
Whether it's by mum or dad or by the teachers or Walter the Softy, you know, trying to get one up on him. He's always being bollocked and he always. And I see it with Jake. He gets very sheepish and very quiet and very shy. And he kind of lets people come at him because realistically, they're only shouting at him. Mm. And he'll say sorry, and then he'll move on to the next thing. And that's what's going to happen. She's going to give him an absolute fucking bollocking.
Yeah, definitely.
And he's just going to stand there. And I think while she's focusing on him, one of the other three or Joker is just going to come up behind her and stab her.
Yeah, I mean, Tyrion probably wouldn't because he'd be more interested in fucking her, right?
Well, yeah, to be fair.
Michael Corleone's not going to do his own dirty work.
No, I reckon Joker's going
to. Not unless he's got to. I think maybe while the three of them are trying to work out who's actually going to do it, Joker will just fucking offer.
Just walk up to her and stab her.
He will. He'll just shank her completely. He won't even fucking think twice about it. So she's gone. We've got Van Helsing in the mix, who we haven't talked about yet either. Now, very specifically, okay, there are some characters we have to clarify this. This Van Helsing is the classic archetypal old man Dr. Van Helsing. All right,
yes.
This isn't the fucking Hugh Jackman monster hunter. This is
old school. This is actual Van Helsing.
Yeah, this is actual Dr. Van Helsing. So he's an old man.
And this is the thing. I think he's smart and he's going to be watching this. But again, he's an old man. He's old fashioned. He's going to be looking at this thinking, "Hang on, you just fucking stabbed a woman in the back. What the fuck's wrong with you?"
He got through the Monster Hunter Battle Royal that we had. He got through it on his smarts.
Yeah.
I think in this lineup, I don't think he's like those smarts are not going to carry him. Like there are too many other smart cerebral, manipulative.
I was going to say there are other smart people here, but there are smart people with the type of smarts who go into fights and know what the fuck they're doing.
Yes, which and he that's the difference. Have. Yeah, and again, you are quite right. I think he's got enough humanity about him to attempt. It's integral to the character. Joker is a monster for all intents and purposes. I think at this point he's just like seen the Joker murder Padme in cold blood. Yeah. He's going to have a crack, and oh bless him,
he's going to break a hip.
Yeah, I mean, by the time he's even started to lecture Joker, he's just going to open his throat.
Yeah, he's got the acid in the face, and Joker in front of the flower.
He's got a Chelsea smile coming, I think, without any shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, I think so.
And having now viciously offed two people, I think this is where Joker tries to exert himself as the crime lord amongst those other three. He's going to be like, no, this is how this is going down. You fucking work for me.
Well, this is it, because the not only the bloodlust has come out, but it's just the sheer fucking insanity, because not all the endorphins are swimming around his brain going, I just fucking murdered two people.
Yep.
So all of a sudden, he's going to be really up for this.
He is. And I think Michael is going to see that as a challenge.
Yeah.
And I think those two are going to go at it.
Yeah.
And again,
yeah,
I'm sorry, I don't want this to be a steamrolling, but
no, but I think that realistically, it's the personality, isn't it? Because again, Michael's going to be he's going to get angry and he's going to want to fight, but he's very measured. He's going to be he's not going to lose it. Whereas the Joker has this fucking abandon where he doesn't actually care if he dies anyway, so he'll launch into it and just do whatever the fuck comes to him. And if he gets killed, so be it.
Yeah, totally. It's almost like a Joker Batman situation, in fact, except Michael Corleone is not Batman, the thing. So he gone. again, Joker's just gonna knife him. Because again, there's no guns, right? So
no, this is it.
They're having a physical fight. And the thing people constantly forget, I think, about Joker is like people think of him as being this madman and stuff, and he is, but he's also a very capable fighter. That's the thing. He might be spindly and stuff, but he is very fucking capable.
And not only that, people always go on about Batman having the fucking shark repellent spray and stuff like that, because that's how Batman was designed, is that he's always thinking, he's always got the scenario coming up in his head where he knows how things are going to work. Joker is the same, except in the opposite fashion. So if Joker's thinking, okay, I can't have a gun, but I can have a squirty flower with acid in it, because that's something I always fucking wear. Yeah, and I've always got a cane, which has got a sword in it, and all this sort of shit. So yes, okay, he can't bring guns in, but he doesn't need them.
Yeah, totally. So he's taken out Michael Corleone. Now, while this is all going on...
Go on. I mean, I think at this point, Ted DiBiase and Tyrion kind of fall in line at this point.
They immediately do, I think, just through self-preservation. I think Dennis is now probably cowering under a rock somewhere, because let's not forget, he is just a little boy at the end of the day.
He's a 10-year-old boy who's just had a fucking telling off.
Yeah, he's a little shit, don't get me wrong, but he's just had a telling off and then seen three people now brutally murdered. So I think he's... Yeah.
And I think that with that, I mean, he's going to be off hiding somewhere. And I think this is where Maggie comes in. Whenever you see Maggie doing anything, it's always very stealthy, it's always very snide.
She's going to pick him off.
And she's going to get behind him and fucking,
She's going to pick him off.
So I think she's going to take him out.
Yep, definitely. How's she doing it? I mean, I kind of see Maggie with a flick knife, if I'm honest. And I think...
there have been occasions where Maggie's had knives and things like that. So I think... In the movie, she had a shotgun, didn't she? But we don't allow guns. Has had knives. She has had mallets. There's a very early episode where she whacks Homer on the head with the mallet, and then he falls over and the paint goes down the drain and you get the whole psycho visual and stuff. I think Maggie's always got some form of weapon. Even if she didn't, it wouldn't surprise me if she turned her fucking pacifier into a shiv.
Yeah.
Dragged it along the floor until she made an edge.
Stuck it in his mouth and held his nose. It's like she's a fucking nutcase, really, isn't she? As we discussed last time we had her.
She's a proper little psycho.
So she takes Dennis. You got to figure Hogan and The Rock are just going at it immediately, right? They're just going to be like, all right, motherfucker, let's go. Now look,
let's go again.
Yeah, I was going to say there's canon here. They've been one for one, if memory serves. They've been tit for tat. It's difficult, isn't it, right? Because Hogan is the immortal Hulk Hogan, right? Like, throw as much damage as you want at him, and he's just going to no sell it and get back up. more on that in the next fucking battle royale as well. But that's essentially like his thing. Throw as much damage as you like, and he'll just tank it, and he'll no-sell it, and he'll get up. Problem is, every metric, and I mean every metric, The Rock is just a far superior fighter, isn't he? And a much better specimen.
Yes.
Like, he's more athletic. I'd argue he's probably bigger now than Hogan ever was in terms of his musculature. Like, The Rock is a he's fucking huge now. Like, he's definitely bigger than Hogan ever was. He's just harder.
And that's
than
without
Hogan,
Vince feeding him vitamins.
Yeah. Well, maybe Vince didn't, but I'm not convinced.
Maybe not directly.
A hell of a lot of muscle gain very quickly there over the span of like 2 years or so. Like, but you know, hard work. You know, he works hard. He trains.
Say your prayers.
Yeah, say your prayers. Take your vitamins. You know, who knows? I think Hogan can probably take a lot of what The Rock can dish out, but
yeah.
Ah, oh, God. Like, he's going to have to take a lot, isn't he? And I think The Rock can keep going, is the thing.
Yeah. I think the issue there is that, I know we took an amalgam of the characters, but I mean, for the majority of both their careers, they were both babyfaces. Mm. So are they going to be going at it, or are they going to be looking at thinking, right, we need to take these motherfuckers out. Are we going to need to take DiBiase out? We need to take Joker out. Are they going to be looking at elsewhere first before turning on each other?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, following WrestleMania 18, they did like they buried the hatchet, didn't they? They didn't make friends for a little while, and both took a face turn. So, yeah, I guess I could see that. I guess particularly with DiBiase being on the opposing side, you could sort of see him going, "All right, well, let's take that motherfucker down."
You've still got the fucking. Yeah, I mean, if you take that sort of Hogan era WWF, where it was all fucking caricatures and the Iron Sheik and fucking Nikolai Volkov and stuff like that. That's going to be their thing. Now, that's certainly going to be Hogan's thing. Is I've got to go and hulk up and save these other people from these evil fuckers. So I need to get over there. And Joker's fucking, he's a clown. He's a character. I need to take him out. DiBiase, I know what he is. I need to take him out.
Yeah,
so
yeah, you're not wrong.
I think that's going to be their attention. I think they'd go that way.
I think you're probably right there. In which case, the two of them together absolutely take out DiBiase. Like, I don't think there's any question about that, is there? So they can take out DiBiase, and then you've got Tyrion. Now, he's not dumb enough to fight either of these motherfuckers.
No, fuck no.
He will want no part of this. So you got to figure.
I think
he'll
want no part
off of
this. I think the problem you're going to have there is, I think if he's been with DiBiase and Joker, and the two of them come out of them, Joker is very much going to try and feed them Tyrion. So he'll be. He'll be on his ass pleading and sort of backing away and all the rest. And he will just I can just imagine trying to put Tyrion in front of us. You can shove him into one of them.
Classic.
And they'll stomp the fuck out of him while Joker runs away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
so they'll take him out while Joker gets away.
You can almost see it as well, like Tyrion being shoved into both of them and Hogan being honourable and being like, "Oh, I'm not fighting him. He's way smaller than me." And Rock just being like, "I don't fucking care. I will."
Yeah, just kick him in the nuts and.
Yeah, give him a people's elbow and like just like split his head like a melon. Yeah. Either way, it's no.
Yeah, Tyrion's gone.
No. So then does the Joker turn on those two?
No, I think at that point, while they're taking Tyrion, he's going to fucking run.
Okay, he legs it, yeah.
Because again, the thing with the Joker, he knows when he's beaten.
Yeah. He's smart.
As much as I said, he doesn't care if he lives or dies. He's not going to stand there and wait to be fucking off, does he? He's going to disappear. He's going to try and get out of there.
He is going to try and get out there. There are still one, two, three. There are still four more combatants in this fight, though. So he's going to have to try taking some.
I mean, at this point, I'm thinking Homer's going to have gone and scooped Maggie up.
Yep.
No, not realizing that she's just off Dennis and thinking that actually lots of people dying around here. Let's protect my baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fair.
So I think he's going to be more preoccupied with her, and I think that, I mean, realistically, I don't think his unless there's something directly happens to him which flicks that hair trigger, I don't think he's going to be looking for a fight. He's not going to be spoiling for it.
No, he's not. He's not going to be looking for the fight at all. And again, he's got that kind of pluck about him that we often talk about on the show, where he can almost bumble his way through a fight entirely, like. You know, he could be fucking tripping over rakes and sending them flying at people. And, you know, like, he is accidentally going to take motherfuckers out, if anything. But at this point, I think you're right. He's probably protecting Maggie. That leaves the Georges.
I think the other...
like, the Battle of the Georges.
I was going to say, I think at this point as well, I mean, Georgettes and George Bailey, I think they're both nice guys. They're both good guys. I think, if anything, they're going to be sort of trying to stay away from things as much as they can and trying to stick together because they recognize that one's as nice as the other.
Yeah, they're just over there in the corners being like, hey, how are you, George?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. And I think that, if anywhere, that's where Joker goes, because he's going to want to try and use them. When he realizes he can't, he'll fucking feed them to whoever.
Yeah, I think he'll mercilessly ridicule the pair of them. I think there's a good chance he can probably make George Bailey top himself, to be honest. More than a good chance.
Yeah.
I think he can just give him a knife and talk him into it. True. I'm going with that. I genuinely think he doesn't even have to lay a finger.
I like
on
that
George
actually.
Bailey.
Yeah, that's very on point actually.
I think he can just be like, just ridicule him to death, basically. And he's got previous, like he'll crumble. So Bailey falls to Joker as well.
That's what Bailey's got.
That leaves George Jetson.
It's on a fucking spree, the Joker.
I mean, it was always going to happen. I'm sorry. Like, that is the only problem with these battle royales as they are now, because they're all winners. Like, some of them are immensely powerful. And that's why we've grouped them the way we have, you know. But we haven't got a super villains group, is the thing. So,
no. We possibly could have, to be fair. I think we did at one point, didn't we?
We did. It was one of the ones we have to ditch.
In our 17,000 brackets.
Yeah, and we've got, don't get me wrong, we've got villains in the superheroes group, even though because they're super powered, but Joker really isn't. He's just a fucking nutcase. So
yes, he's a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, so he belongs here.
And again, I think with this one, if he just split the Georges and he's convinced George Bailey to kill himself, he's going to think nothing of just turning around and fucking sticking something in George Jetson's throat.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally. He just, as an afterthought, just turning around and while he's laughing.
Yeah, he's just as he's walking past, he just fucking stab him or slit his throat and just carry on walking.
Totally agree. Okay, you've got to figure, like, Hogan and The Rock have realised what's going on here by this point. And you've still got Maggie and Homer kicking around as well. I think at this point, Homer's going to be suitably threatened by the Joker, or feeling that Maggie is suitably threatened by the Joker to have a crack.
Yeah.
I think the problem is...
I think...
Go on. I was going to say, whilst he can absorb damage, like, Joker's not going to...
Yeah.
He's not going to punch him or kick him. He's going to fucking... He's going to turn him into a pincushion.
If anything, he's going to try and sell the fact that those two fuckers over there just stamped the dwarf to death. What are they going to do to your little girl? What are they going to do to your baby?
Yeah, totally.
And we know what Homer's like. Homer's fucking easily led. And he's got this hair trigger. And a couple of words in the right direction. He's not even going to need the same level of convincing that George Bailey needed. It's going to be a couple of words saying, look, you need to fucking get in there. You get them before they get you.
I think you're right. I think he would, wouldn't he? He'd be
squaring up to every fucker.
Mm. So the question now becomes, can Homer Simpson absorb the combined damage output of Hulk Hogan and The Rock?
Well, it depends if the finger poke of doom comes out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but in order to get the finger poke of doom, Hogan would have to be on the receiving end of the damage. You see, Homer is just going to take the damage, which is going to blow Hogan up big style. Like, he's not really got the stamina. So if Homer's reliant on just absorbing that damage, I think he can blow Hogan out.
I think so, yeah. Fucking Hogan's been an old man since I was a kid. Yeah. When they say he's only 72, that means when I started watching wrestling, he must have been over 20. He's the oldest looking fucking 20-year-old I've ever seen.
Well, even in his prime, like, he wasn't... Like I said, that's what The Rock's got over him, is the athleticism. Like, The Rock doesn't blow out anywhere near as quickly as Hogan does. So I think Homer can wear him down. It's just how Homer then takes him out.
How he finishes him off, yeah.
But it's whether... In all fairness, at this point, this is a battle to the death, and there is opportunity here, and The Rock is not averse to a heel turn. So it's whether at this point he's just like,
you know, I was going to say,
you've just done the job for me, so take your brother out. It's just, yeah, people's elbow to the throat, I guess, and just, destroy him that way. So I think The Rock.
Yeah, takes... I mean, at this stage, to be fair, that's, you know, Hogan's fucking old as well. Just one of those to the heart is going to give him a fucking heart attack.
Yeah, totally. So The Rock takes out Hogan.
So yeah, I think at this point, again, I think this is where Joker thrives. Other people are doing the fucking work.
Yeah, totally. This is hilarious to him.
And I think at this point, he's, you know, I mean, yeah, this is going to be fucking funny, but I think he's also opportunistic enough to go, right, okay, while that's going on, which of these is the bigger threat? Is it Home or is it The Rock?
Yeah.
And while they're distracted, he's going to get behind the one he thinks is the biggest threat and off them.
See, I think he would see The Rock as the bigger threat because I think Homer is more easily manipulated.
Yes.
So I think if that's the case, he takes The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we can give that to him. I mean, again, got a knife. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I think he can do it.
And let's be fair again, you know, once Rock's done his people's elbow, he's going to be fucking dancing and crowing and all the rest of it because that's what The Rock does.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And if Joker comes up behind
him, there's an opportunity there.
Yeah, takes the back of the knees first with a knife. Drops him and then, shank the fucker. Yes.
Let's be fair, just for shits and giggles, he's stow his fucking head in with a chair, isn't he?
Yeah, totally. Because
that's how you kill a wrestler.
Yeah, funny. Okay.
Yeah, and then
he's got a turn on The Simpsons.
He has. Now, the thing with this, I think he's going to look past Maggie because Maggie's a baby. Irrespective of what she's done.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. He's a fucking legitimate psychopath. Like,
he is. However, I think what he's going to do, he's going to look past Maggie and go for Homer, thinking that he can then take Maggie and make her a fucking baby Joker.
Yeah. Right. I don't know if he'd...
He's not going to be looking to take her out. He's going to be looking to take her on.
I don't know if he'd be looking to take her on, but I think he would definitely see Homer as the bigger threat first. I think you're definitely right there.
So,
you know, if anything, he's more likely, and he's got previous for this, actually, on many occasions, he's more likely to just kill Homer and just leave Maggie there. Just let her live with it. And just be like, right, come and find me in fucking 30 years, kid. He's more likely to kill Bill this shit. Just seriously traumatize her.
Problem is, we haven't got 30 years to finish the fight.
No, we haven't. Well, I mean, do we put a time scale on these things, or can she just drag it out and find Old Man Joker? And
well, I want the 100th episode done by Christmas, so I don't want 30 years of the fucking last episode.
Fair enough. So, I mean, first question is, can he take out Homer? And the answer to that is absolutely 100%.
Of course he can.
Yes, of course he can.
Of course he can. There's not a fucking issue there.
So now can so obviously that's going to like enrage Maggie. So now it's like, has she got the stones and the ability to take out a legitimate, full-fledged, serial murdering psychopath? I think she'd try it. Well, she's definitely got the stones.
She'd try it.
Right?
I think the question is, now where, again, if he's just killed Homer, and again, I think, no, there's an easy way with Homer. You convince him that the two guys who were dead, it's his fault. Because we've seen this with Homer. Homer's got the massive fucking heart.
Yes.
And as much as he's an oaf and he's a blowhard and all the rest of it, he's got a massive fucking heart. If he thinks two people are dead because of him, that's going to weigh on him.
Mm.
He's going to, you know, he's going to worry about that for at least half an episode. And in that, at that point, you kick him while he's down. And that's how Joker takes out Homer. I think Maggie would certainly go for Joker. Now, the question is, Joker's going to think that's funny. Right, he's going to think the fact the baby's attacking him is fucking hilarious. Mm. Is he going to see her trying to do anything, or is he going to think it's a fucking baby? I'll just hold her at arm's length until she gets tired and goes to sleep.
I think a little bit of both. I think, yeah, initially he would find it quite funny. You're right.
He's going to think it's fucking hilarious that she's attacking him.
He'd be poking the bear for a little bit, but he absolutely has a hair trigger. Like he'll even let her get a couple of swipes in. I think like she probably starts shredding his face a little bit with that flick knife.
Yeah.
But if she gets close enough,
she'll find funny.
Yeah. He will. He'll find it hysterical. If she gets close enough to an artery, he's just going to turn and he will end it on an instant. He will just snap his fucking neck.
Yeah. Completely.
Like he won't even think about it. Let's be real about it. She's not going to do it. It would be hilarious if she could take him down.
That'd be fucking brilliant, but yeah.
She ain't going to do it.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, is it?
Like,
no.
Joker goes through from the humans.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? So, okay.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear it, listeners. I know he's a supervillain, right? And I know we're about to enter the superhero bracket.
But he's not superpowered, so...
Yeah, exactly.
But he's not superpowered, so he doesn't fit in that bracket. He's mortal. He's human.
Well...
Suck it up, listeners.
There are some people in the superhero bracket that you could argue are not superpowered either. I would argue they are, to an extent. Because superpower isn't just about, like, physical strength and stuff like that. Like...
Yeah.
It's about a elevated level of ability. An enhanced level of ability,
yes,
if you will. And it more so than the, like, enhanced humans we had last week, where he was just like, oh yeah, no, Rambo's just really, really good at killing people. Like, there's more to it than that. Yeah. All right?
Yeah, because they were action heroes last time, weren't they?
Yeah.
That was the bracket last time, was action heroes.
Yeah.
So, enhanced is next time.
Next time, yeah. But there's more to it than to being a superhero than that.
Yeah, it's not just powers. It's, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then. So, the superhero lineup. So, we have the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Danger Mouse.
Yep.
Panthro.
Yep. Yep.
Desperate Dan. The Incredibles.
Yep.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. The Justice League.
Yep.
Thanos.
Yep.
Doctor Who. The Flash.
Yep.
He-Man.
Yep.
Super Ted.
Yep.
Batman. Adam West's Batman specifically, because he won a battle of every representation of Batman on screen. And one more. Who else did we have? Batfink. And Batfink, yeah. Couldn't read my own fucking handwriting, listeners.
To be fair, it's only because I can see Bat at the start of it, because I can't read Fink on mine either.
Okay, so...
I was getting to the bottom of the page and must have rushed.
I'm just throwing it out there now before, again, we get fucking people writing in. Right, Panthro is a member of the Thundercats and is also, like, super fucking buff and a really good fucking engineer.
Yeah.
And just some sort of alien cat species. Batman's superpower is determination. Right, and I'm not having anyone argue any different. Like, there is a difference between being a human, like the ones we were just talking about, even fucking Hulk Hogan, right, and being Batman, where it's not just about taking damage and getting back up. It's just about being physically fucking unable to quit. Like, you physically cannot lose at any fucking cost. That is, there is something about, plus also, member of the fucking Justice League, right? So, therefore, by definition, a superhero, right?
Yes.
Just wanted to justify that. And also, let's be honest, if we...
I don't think it needed it, to be fair.
If we'd have put Batman in the last bracket, or any other bracket, there is no point.
That'd be quick.
Yeah, like, there is just no fucking point, all right? Because you've got to be able to at least challenge him, right?
Yes.
And having said that, I feel like I'm setting the stall out already. But it is Adam West's Batman, okay? That
it's specifically Adam West Batman.
Some,
it's not. It's a
we
very particular iteration.
We haven't taken an amalgamation of the character. We haven't taken the comic book iteration of the character. It is Adam West.
This is Adam West
Batman, right? And also because of that, we are excluding Batman from the choice of the Justice League, just like we excluded Maggie Simpson, because we have an iteration of Batman.
And we're also excluding Flash from
Flash.
Justice League as well.
Okay, so let's pick these teams then. So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like, it's going to be Leo, isn't it? I would personally...
It's going to be, I mean...
I would say Raph, but it's
same,
not going to be.
But I think Leo's not going to let him, because Leo's the leader, but also because he knows Raph's a fucking hothead, he's going to think, well, no, this needs to be a bit calmer, a bit more rational, a bit more measured. That's
totally.
Me. Which is going to piss Raph off even more.
Totally. Raph would go behind his back and go anyway, but that is not the rules here. They have to nominate their fighter.
Yes.
They're picking Leo. There's no shadow of a doubt.
Yeah. Clearly.
The Incredibles. It's going to be Mr. Incredible. He is not letting anyone else go in there.
I was going to say, if you were choosing on merit, it would be Elastigirl.
Oh, absolutely.
100%. He's not going to let her go.
Choosing on merit, it's Elastigirl. Choosing on powers is probably Violet, but he is absolutely not letting anyone else go into this fight. He's not.
If any, he's locking him in the fucking car.
Yeah. Just like we said with Homer Simpson and Maggie, like, he's the ultimate dad, isn't he? He's just like, no, like, this is my
just not fucking happening.
Fight. Yeah.
Yeah, no conversation, just fuck off. It's not happening.
Yeah. Okay, so Justice League. Flash and Batman are in. The Justice League... so we have to take the lineup, I feel, that we took into that original fight, right? Which was the New 52's Justice League. So in terms of choices for the team, that leaves Wonder Woman, Cyborg, Green Lantern, Aquaman, and Superman.
It's got to be Superman, isn't it?
It's got to be, right? Because Wonder Woman...
Why would it not be?
Wonder Woman's already lost anyway.
She lost to Buffy.
She lost to Buffy anyway, so it's pointless throwing her in. Cyborg, no.
Batman's going to fucking hack him.
So Green Lantern, it could be an argument made there, and I think actually maybe the smarter choice from a power perspective, but I think everybody is just going to be looking and going, it's fucking Superman.
It's Superman.
There's a reason he's Superman, right?
Yeah.
The only person...
Some fucking bizarro world version where Superman doesn't win, then okay. Right, well, you can say you told you so later, but it's fucking Superman.
Yeah, I mean, the only person I can see potentially arguing against that is Bats, because he's going to be like, yeah, but Kryptonite. But then everybody's going to be, yeah, but you're in the fight. So there's like, if anything, he's then going to, he's going to double bluff it anyway, isn't he? And be like, yeah, we'll take Superman because I know I can beat the motherfucker. So, yeah, it's Superman. It absolutely is. Okay, so I think then that's our bracket, right?
Yeah.
I'm
trying to remember. When we did Doctor Who, we did a particular version, didn't we? Didn't we do...
I have no fucking idea.
I'm fairly sure we did David Tennant's version.
I've already blocked it from my mind because I know fuck all about Doctor Who, nor do I want to know anything about Doctor Who.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, so they're all kind of the same.
Yeah.
They're all kind of the same, but I think I think he's the one we brought through. I think he's the one we used. I'm trying to think of the artwork.
That would make sense to me, but I know they're all the fucking same character, aren't they?
They are and they aren't. Again, this will piss people off. We go into too much detail and get it wrong, but it's the same entity, but they're all different characters.
Okay.
Like it's the same. It's the same doctor, but each doctor is different.
Okay.
So it's like a reincarnation, effectively.
Right. Gotcha.
But I'm fairly sure we used 10, which was David Tennant.
Well, let's do that then, for the sake of argument. Right, there are some important things we need to clarify here, I think. Right, straight away, don't want to be that guy, but we have to ask it. Even though it's Adam West, the big question is, does Batman have prep time? And I think the answer is yes, because this is a fight amongst all the winners, so it's not like it can just happen. Right.
No.
This is a tournament that, in our theoretical narrative, everybody must have been like, yeah, we'll have a crack at that. And then they've also had to have their discussions about who they're nominating. So I think, yes, Batman has had prep time. Okay. So there's that. Does Thanos have the Infinity Gauntlet? I think
no,
because that is completely unfair. Right.
Well, you can have the gauntlet, just not the stones.
Not the stones. Yeah. Okay.
So you can have the big fucking heavy glove. That's fine.
Yeah. Fine. I think that's all we've got to get out of the way to start with then.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So we've already mentioned, like, it's a thing, Batman's had prep time and stuff like that, but...
Yeah.
And on paper, you look at this straight away, like, there's heavy hitters in here, but the big bat is kind of floating above them all. It is Adam West's, though, but I think... And I said this last time when we did anything with the Justice League as well. Motherfuckers underestimate Flash, right? Because... I'm looking at this list, and he is, without any shadow of a doubt, the most serious threat on this list.
Yeah.
Like, he could take 90% of this list out before they even realize the fight has started.
Yeah. And this is the concern, isn't it? Is that the problem is Flash ever going to be the aggressor? Is he ever going to be the one that starts it?
Well, we said it was Barry Allen, didn't we? Because we very specifically said Barry Allen. Pushed enough. I mean, he is quite righteous, but pushed enough. He's a snarky little fucker, and if he's fighting for the right thing, yeah. Here's what I think happens with the Flash, though. And this is where we have to be careful with the Adam West Batman thing. Batman's had the prep time. Batman will have threat assessed, even Adam West's Batman, because part of the nature of that, I know he's goofy,
But he was still the fucking... this was probably early version, probably the earliest situation we saw outside of comics of the Great Detective.
Exactly. He's got the fucking brain. He's got the tactical thinking. And that's the key to the character, right? Yeah. Even all the gadgets, like, I need this, so I'll invent it. It doesn't exist yet, so I'll just fucking invent it, right? Yeah. Now, Batman has a contingency plan for every single member of the Justice League. That's why he's fucking Batman. The one for the Flash is really fucked up. I don't know if you know the contingency. So the Flash's contingency plan is he has essentially this. It's like a bullet, right? But it's a super vibrating bullet, so it vibrates like even faster than the Flash can phase. Right. And the idea is you shoot the bullet into the Flash's spine, where it then forces him to phase repeatedly because it's shaking him so quickly that he ends up in a never-ending stream of epileptic fits.
Oh, motherfucker. That's harsh.
Yeah. So he fits himself to death, basically.
Jesus. That's cold, man.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Like, Batman's a fucking damaged dude.
Now, see, I thought it was going to be something inside the road with a Gatso gun.
No. but here's the thing, right? He has to make that shot, right?
Yeah.
I say a bullet. It's like a projectile, right? But he can fire it from anything as such. But he's got to be able to make that shot. Now, again, got the brain, got the tactical thinking, and I know he's all G-shucks and everything, but I think there's probably an initial amount of goodwill, because these three are teammates, right? Batman, Superman, and the Flash, they're all teammates. So I think there's going to be almost an expectation from the other two that, like, Batman's on our side.
Yeah.
Batman's never on anyone's side.
Batman's on Batman's side.
Yes. Right. So I think, knowing that the Flash is the biggest threat as well, I think the first thing this motherfucker does is shoot Flash in the back. Like, before anything else happens. I think he's just like, oh, trust me at the moment. I'm just going to point blank shoot the fucker in the spine.
but at that point, is Superman fucking letting them laser eye him?
Oh, absolutely.
To death?
Absolutely. Supes is going to turn on him. Is he going to laser eye him to death? No, absolutely not. Because the next thing he's going to do, whilst he's shooting the Flash with one hand, is pull out kryptonite with the other. Like, it's not. He's fucking Batman. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, how many fucking hands has he got?
One hand to fire the gun, one hand to grab the kryptonite.
So the Flash isn't moving at this point, though, is he?
Well, he's not going to be running around yet. This is what I'm saying. Before anything happens, I think, like, the second this starts, Batman's just going to be like, that dude needs to go. That, because otherwise, like, the Flash can definitely beat Batman. There is absolutely no doubt about it, right?
That's why Batman has contingency plans, because they can all fucking beat him.
Yes, totally. But, like, the Flash can beat Batman before... Like, Batman's strength is in always being two moves ahead, right? That's the thing. And that's what it is here as well. Because if it came down to a fight, like, Batman and any one of these in a fight, even Superman, right? Batman's got the right fucking armor and stuff on. Like, in a fight, he's got more than a decent chance. Because he will, again, just take the fucking damage. He will just tank it and get back up. They will literally have to pound him to death. And he's got the physical ability. Like, he is a master of every martial art known to man, right? So in a fight, I think he could take him. The difference with Flash is before he could even land a punch, Flash will have just battered him. And he couldn't land a punch anyway because the Flash would phase through it.
Yeah.
So there is a fucking brilliant, I forget what issue it is. I forget what even storyline it is. But there's a brilliant fucking fight with Batman and the Reverse Flash. And Flash ends up taking the win. Where, like, Batman's trying to fight Reverse Flash and he can't beat him because he can't land a punch. And then because Batman's Batman, he's like, but hang on, even though he's phasing through my punches, he stood on the floor. There is a part of him that isn't phasing. So then he gets a couple of knives and stabs them through his fucking feet. And because that's who Batman is. Like, because he's good at But he doesn't have chance to do any of that if Flash is allowed to get off and running.
Yeah.
Because if Flash is allowed to get off and running, right, he literally...
Like, he tears for every fucker, apart from probably Superman.
Superman, maybe He-Man.
Maybe He-Man. Only maybe.
And that's it. Like, everyone else is gone. They are fucking toast. And he only wouldn't take Batman by virtue of thinking they're on the same side.
Yeah.
Like they are, I mean, they are literally all toast if Flash gets off and running.
Yeah. I mean, if we take the scenario that Batman shoots first, the problem you've then got is that he does that and he's got the kryptonite to focus on Superman. Everybody else is going to think, oh, he's the fucking threat.
Totally.
And he can't take on all fucking nine of them at the same time.
No, he can't. But I think
that's the problem there.
I think he's got a better chance at that, though, than
Flash going fucking million miles a second.
Yeah. So assuming he does that, right, and he's then... So he's taken the Flash out, right?
Flash is gone.
He's subjugating.
He's holding him at bay
with kryptonite. He has now got another free hand because he can drop the fucking gun he shot the Flash with.
Yeah, but the thing you've got there is that everybody else, are they going to see him as a threat? And they're all superheroes. I'm thinking this guy's the fucking villain because he just unprovoked shot a guy in the back.
Yeah,
and at this point, one free hand isn't going to cut it if you start reining in with Mr. Incredible and Buffy and all of the things that are of a comparable size, fucking Danger Mouse and Super Ted are a bit more trouble. But the things that are sort of human size are going to be thinking, right, we need to take this fucker out.
Oh, definitely. And he paints a target on his back.
And at that point, it's strength in numbers. I don't think he can take them all on.
I absolutely do.
However fucking prepared he is, I don't think he can take them all on.
Wait. Sorry, he's Batman. So he's got a free hand.
It's Batman isn't an answer, though.
Yeah, no, but let me follow it through. It's Batman. He's got a free hand and a utility belt full of fucking smoke bombs. And a grappling gun, so he just goes like he fucks off. He can subjugate Superman long enough that he can't laser eye him, and then just
as soon as he fucking moves away, he's putting distance between himself and Superman. So at that point, he's Superman's fucking back in it, isn't he?
Yeah, he's back in the fight, but Batman's fucked off. He's lurking in the shadow somewhere now.
Yeah, fucking X-ray eyes.
So he's got X-ray eyes, but he's still got to know where Batman is.
But he can fucking look around and see him.
It depends how fucking well he hides. He's a master of stealth. Like, if he fucks off to the shadows, right, and just lurks around there, yeah, Superman can come after him if he wants, right? But then that exposes Superman's back to everyone else then, doesn't it?
But nobody else has got kryptonite, presumably, have they? Because nobody else had prep time.
Okay, so...
Or nobody else would know to get kryptonite.
So nobody else has kryptonite, but Batman does.
So Superman's back can be to every fucker.
Okay, so then if Superman goes towards Batman, he gets weak again.
But obviously, he doesn't need to go towards him. He knows where he is. And
he could laser him.
He keeps his distance. He can still laser him.
Yeah, I guess he could laser him. I think Batman would see that coming, though. And I think he'd probably have fucking heatproof armor or some shit on. Like, there's no way he goes in to fight Superman knowing Superman's in the fight without having an answer for laser eyes, is there?
Is there an answer for laser eyes?
Probably fucking lead-plated armor. A mirror. Probably.
Cartoons would be a mirror.
It would be a mirror, wouldn't it? In cartoons, yeah, it'd be a mirror. I don't know.
I don't think we ever established what class of laser it is, have we?
We haven't. It's more like a heat ray kind of thing, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
This will become important, though. Okay, so the question is, what are we allowing to deflect that laser?
Well, it's not a laser. So even if you put a mirror there, it's just going to fucking melt it.
It's going to melt it.
I mean. We've seen it go through concrete. We've seen it go through fucking metal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I think we can let him do it then, if you want. I think Batman's fucking smart enough to come up with an answer for it, but I'm not, so I don't know what that.
Well, this
answer
is the thing.
Is.
If we're not, that's the thing, isn't it?
I don't know what that answer is. I was figuring he would just fuck off now, like he did in the actual Batman fight, and just let everybody else fucking sort themselves out, and then fucking swoop in and.
I think the problem, he's the common enemy because he's the only one who's done any fucking thing. And they're all been looking at him going, what the fuck do you do that for?
Yeah, fair. I still think he would do it, though.
Oh, yeah, completely. as you said, it's that sort of two steps ahead. He knows what the biggest threat is. Therefore, he neutralizes the threat.
But then,
however, he then exposes himself for want of a better phrase.
He would absolutely not expose himself. That's the thing, would he? We've painted ourselves.
No, but in doing it, he exposes himself. He puts, as I said, a target on his back. He puts himself in the firing line.
This is what I'm saying.
By doing it,
he would absolutely know he's doing that, though. Though it would absolutely be part of the plan. There's no way he would do that and then not follow through with some other way around that. With Adam West Batman, it might even be a fucking pocket fucking radioactive nuclear bunker or something that he can just fucking press a button and hide inside. I don't
it was like
know.
One of the fucking tents you throw up at the beach, and all of a sudden you've got a fallout shelter.
Yeah, because it's fucking Adam West's Batman, so you know he's got the fucking Bat Superman repellent. It's a sticking point because it's fucking Batman. It's intrinsic to the character, right? And you're right, laser eyes would definitely take him out. But he knows that. He's not stupid.
No.
He's the furthest thing from stupid possible.
No, but the problem is that if we can't think of a way he gets around it, then we can't get around it.
Batfink. He literally holds up Batfink.
He would like shield of steel, but I think we've established late that the heat vision heat ray goes through metal. So.
But it then kills Batfink first if Supes wants to push through
first,
with it.
Yeah.
And I don't think Supes would push through with it. He wouldn't. He would not kill Batfink in order to get to Batman.
See, I don't know, because again, it's that threat level, isn't it?
That's not Superman. That's Batman. The threat level thing, that's Batman.
But if it's a fight to the death, you know, we can't ignore that. We've had this before. We can't say, they wouldn't kill.
Oh, no, it's not that they wouldn't kill. It's that he is not going to just kill some innocent fucking Batfink who hasn't even thrown a punch or anything yet.
I don't know. Superman's greater good.
But is it the greater good?
Well, yeah, because you take out the thing, it's going to kill every other fucking thing.
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know that he'd fucking... All right, let's say he would. Even if he takes Batfink out, that gives Batman enough time to fucking poof away again or fire a kryptonite bullet. Or he's bought himself
time. How can he fire a bullet without a gun?
He's got a gun.
Oh, he got a gun?
Oh, yeah, good point, because we said about...
We don't allow guns.
Yeah, yeah, so he can't take the flash out with it unless he shoots it through a blowgun. Then he can't take the flash out with it. He'd have to come up...
I mean, even if that was some sort of specific tool as opposed to a gun. So, yeah, so that last 10 minutes may have been moot.
May have been moot, yeah. Like I said, it's a projectile. It can be fired through anything because Batman doesn't really like guns. But I think if you're doing that, then you're crossing a very... So he can't do that. So that point is moot.
Yeah. Sorry for the last 10 minutes, listeners.
So he'd have to have a different contingency plan for the Flash.
Yeah.
I wonder what that contingency plan would be is the question.
Well, yeah, that's it, isn't it?
Unless he's got like a super vibrating knife, which... Again, wouldn't put past Batman. He could just throw the knife and activate it. That might work. That also gives him two free hands when Superman's involved.
It does, but if he's throwing something, that's going to give Flash a chance to move, isn't it?
He's got to know what's coming, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to throw a knife as fast as you can fire a projectile.
True.
A projectile's going to go several hundred meters a second. A knife's not.
True. So it is. It's the reverse Flash scenario. You pin him to the ground first with another knife. So you knife his feet to the ground and then you knife him in the back. Or otherwise he moves. If he moves, literally everyone dies. Everyone. That is it. Game over.
Yeah.
Everyone dies. It is that easy.
Yeah, I think it might be.
It is that easy. He kills literally everyone. The closest anyone's going to come is Superman. But he's still not fast enough.
No.
And if Batman's carrying kryptonite...
It always pisses me off, actually. Every time they've put them together and stuff, certainly in the Snyderverse, where they put them together and they always made out that actually, even though Flash is fucking faster than anything, he can move through molecules and all that stuff. They still want to paint this thing that Superman was just as fucking fast, and they always allude to the fact that Superman would probably beat him. Yeah. Always pissed me off because it doesn't fucking happen. That's not how it works.
No, and that is not canon either. The Flash is legitimately faster than Superman. He is speed incarnate, essentially. He is the speed force. I mean, even if Superman was faster, Flash can just run backwards in time anyway. And Leo, no chance. Nothing.
No, Leo needs to swing a sword, so he's fucked.
No chance, right? Danger Mouse, forget about it. Less aggressive Adam West Batman. No chance.
Yep.
Panthro, capable fighter.
But you can't hit what you can't see.
Not fast enough. Desperate Dan, nope.
Same.
Mr. Incredible, sames.
Same.
Buffy, sames.
Same.
Superman, we'll come back to Superman. Thanos, No Infinity Stones, no chance.
No, no. At the end there, he's a brawler. Now, yep. Yes, he was a thinker, but he was a brawler. The reason he was able to do anything was the fucking stones. So take that away, he's just a fighter.
Yep. Doctor Who we'll come back to because he can regenerate.
Yeah, we'll come back to that in a second.
He-Man is interesting.
Yeah.
Right, we'll come back to He-Man. Let's just cross these off as they would fall, right?
Yeah, so Leo's gone. Danger Mouse's gone. Panther's gone. Dan's gone. Mr. Incredible's gone. Buffy's gone. Thanos is gone. Super Ted is going to go.
Yeah, no fucking chance. Batman he's going to take then. Well, yeah, because Batman's attempted to kill him, so...
Yeah, so he's at that point, he's going to take him out.
He's an enemy. He's going to take him out.
Yeah.
And Batfink. Toast.
Same.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Now then, He-Man. So, yeah. He-Man's fast. He-Man...
No, that's fucking fast.
Well, he could potentially be as fast as he needs to be, because the way He-Man works, right, is he can call down as much power as he wants into the sword. That's how he can, like, share it with Cringer and he can share it with other people. Mm. But there is a finite amount of power before it needs to recharge. Because, like, if he calls...
we've seen that in lots of iterations of Master of the Universe. It's not unlimited power.
No, if he calls it all down and then takes a shitload of damage, he reverts to Adam.
Yeah, there's nothing left for him to call down.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the Sorceress doesn't have any infinite supply either.
Yeah, so in theory, he could keep calling it down until he's, like, the fastest man in the universe. It's whether he can call enough power for that, though.
Yeah.
To then fight Flash, because he's still got to land a punch, and Flash has got the experience here of being fast, so he's going to phase through everything.
Yeah, and not only that. I mean, if you remember, how many fights have we had where you've got someone who's even if He-Man is fast versus strong.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got something like He-Man who's got to swing a punch or swing a sword, it's a lot harder. No, you can't do that quickly.
Yeah, and it's also just that. Even if he's the strongest mortal man then that he could possibly
still a mortal
be.
Man.
I mean, technically so's the Flash, but he's also got the Speed Force. This isn't artificial speed. This is the Speed Force.
This is actual speed.
Yeah, this is actual speed. He is as fast as it is physically possible to be.
Yeah.
Like no. Yeah. But I think He-Man would at least he might stay alive until like 3 from the end. I think he would absorb.
There's only 4 from the end now.
All right, 4 from the end. He would absorb more punishment then. You know.
Yeah.
I think he could absorb a certain amount of punishment because it also works a bit like a druid in D&D as well, right? He's got the wild shape. Like you've got to kill He-Man, then you've got to kill Adam.
Yes.
Flash can do both.
Oh, killing Adam's not that fucking hard.
No, he can do both of those things as fast as somebody could blink, probably. So
ultimately,
I think He-Man still goes.
Yeah,
which is a shame because I did kind of want to see He-Man and Superman going at it.
Yeah, I mean we talked about doing that one for fucking years.
Yeah, and I was excited that they would go at it, which is why I said we might need to work out what's going on with lasers because I was thinking like, will the sword reflect lasers, or will the sword?
It's not a laser though. It's heat, isn't it?
It's heat. But anyway, it's moot because we're allowing Flash off the leash. Like,
yes,
this is even more of a home run than Joker. Honestly, this is ridiculous. Yeah. This is like Grinch is going to die.
Yeah, because I think he's going to have every fucking kill, isn't he?
He's got a clear run to the finish, I think. There's only one of everybody that's in our lineup to come. I think there is only one person that has an answer for the Flash, and it's whether they get through their round.
Yes,
but there is one very specific person I think that would have an answer to the Speed Force. So
we'll get there when we get there.
Superman then, he is just not fast enough.
No,
the problem is he can tank every bit of damage the Flash can give out. But
this is the thing, isn't
it? But the Flash knows that Batman's got kryptonite.
Yes,
because even if Batman hasn't got as far as pulling the kryptonite out,
Batman will have kryptonite.
So he's also like they're kind of besties. So like if anyone's in on what Batman would be planning with the other members of the Justice League, he would have talked about it with the Flash. Yeah. So, yeah, like he can get hold of the kryptonite, weaken Superman.
Yeah,
enough.
Death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah, totally.
Just whiz through him.
Literally. Like, he could take Superman out, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. So we've only got Doctor Who left. Now, Doctor Who is really fucking tricky.
No, he's not. because we've got the Flash now, so he can regenerate. Yeah. But the Flash can literally run back in time before he was even born and just take him out that way.
Yeah. This is the problem with Doctor Who. They fucking rewrote canon.
Okay.
They fucking balls it up. So originally, the whole point was there were 13 iterations. You could have 13 Doctors, and then that was it. That's how Time Lords worked. At the end of your 13th iteration, you were dead.
Right.
And that was it. And then they brought in... So Chris Chibnall took over and brought in Jodie Whittaker, and they basically retconned the entire fucking origin of Doctor Who.
Okay.
So the Doctor is no longer a Time Lord. They're a fucking alien from another planet, not the Time Lord planet, who can basically regenerate ad nauseum, ad infinitum.
Okay.
And I think the story arc was called The Timeless Child. So basically this thing, it predates time and it will fucking live forever in different forms. However, the one thing that they didn't bother retconning, because they didn't think it was important enough, was that the whole thing, once you regenerate, so you die in one body and you regenerate, mm-hmm. and during your regeneration cycle, so normally within about sort of 12 to 18 hours, you're basically mortal in that point. So if they haven't retconned that, they just kind of completely screwed the pooch. But that's where it gets tricky, because they changed all the fucking rules.
I mean, this comes back to the Batman argument that we were just having, right? I think ultimately we have to decide what rules we're going to use, which we just did with Batman, right?
Yeah.
And we have to decide what rules we're going to use here, because honestly, I don't think there is a rule you can put in place. This is how insanely powerful the Flash is. Like, and this is what I was saying when we had him on the last episode. And even when we were talking about The Incredibles, I remember talking about this with Dash as well. Like,
yeah,
people overlook super speed. Like, everybody's thinking about the strong guy or the smart guy. Like, incidentally, Flash is also super smart because he can think at super speed, right?
Yeah.
And he's already intelligent to begin with. Like, Barry Allen's a fucking CSI. He's not thick, right?
Yeah.
But he can also think at super speed. So he can do... I hate that I'm going to have to use this comparison, but I'm going to have to, because this is probably how more people will understand it. He can do the Doctor Strange thing. He can do, like, here is every eventuality, and this is how it plays out. He can run through all of that before I can even vocalize it.
Yeah.
So there is no rule we could put in place that he cannot break. It's about whether he wants to, because as a character, it's intrinsic to him. The reason he doesn't do this is because he knows that can actually
break
time. Like, this is how Flashpoint came about, right? And that, you know, there are consequences to actions. Yeah. But when it's literally a fight to the death, to the point that we've just been talking about, we were like, no, there's no backseas. Superman will kill everybody and what have you, because it's a fight to the death. Like, when everything's on the line like that, and he has to win, that ceases to become an issue.
Yeah.
So,
even if you take these stuff, there's so, as I say, when we did the Doctor Who episode, that wasn't canon. So it was still the 13 and the fact you killed. So, but even if you take that away, if he goes through enough fucking iterations, he's going to realize what's going on. And as you said, can fucking break time.
Yeah, you can
at some point and get back through it. So I don't think it's a rule that's going to make any fucking difference. No. It's just annoying, because when you try and put these things together with what you have of a character, and then they change the fucking goalpost, it just makes it a bit more difficult. But I don't think it makes any difference to the fight.
I don't think it does either. I think ultimately, like, I don't know enough about Doctor Who to fight his corner, right? But my takeaway from every iteration of Doctor Who I've ever seen is smart, but also kind of a pussy, right?
Yeah, yeah, completely. He's a total pacifist.
So
that's why the character exists, because he ran away from the war.
Yeah, right. Fucking no chance then. Right,
yeah, exactly.
No fucking chance. He's fighting a member of the Justice League, and he's fighting arguably the strongest member of the Justice League in terms of power set, not like physically strong.
Yeah,
like, again, just the misconceptions of it. Like, everybody goes for Superman. Flash is the fucking dangerous one. Like, he literally can break time. So even if we took that argument of, like, he can regenerate indefinitely, and he predates time, which is impossible. But Flash will
that's how badly they fucked it up.
If Flash will just go back to whatever that Genesis point is, if he needs to. He's the closest thing to elemental that you can get in a mortal body, essentially. He is the living embodiment of speed, more or less. There is an actual living embodiment of speed, which is the only thing more powerful than the Flash. But the Flash has even defeated him. So, you just can't. You can't. The only person that can do this is Batman, and we're not allowing him the tools to do so. So, therefore, I mean, Thanos potentially, but again, Thanos would have to be so quick with that snap.
The thing. That's the thing. You know, a snap will take, what, half a second?
Yeah. That's
how much can he move in half a second?
Oh, everyone's dead in half a second.
Exactly.
This
is over before it fucking started.
Yeah, completely. I think
this one ended before we finished the last fucking.
Yeah, fight. And this is why I said Batman would take him out immediately, but and again,
we've done a lot of guns.
I still think he could, but we just like with the Doctor Who thing. Now we don't know what that rule is that would allow him to do that. I think a knife, yes. But he's still got to get two knives in his feet and then one knife in his back.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's too much time to take.
Yes. Way too much time to take. It's got to be by surprise and it's got to be instantaneous.
Yeah.
And in fairness, I don't think this is the Batman to do that.
No.
Either. So I think we've got to give it Flash.
Hang on, let's go through this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 fucking kills.
Yeah, in
that's it.
Literally the blink of an eye.
13 fucking hell. That's even more than the fucking Grinch has done.
Yeah, nobody's even landed a punch. No one.
No, he's thrown a fucking punch.
Nope. You could argue Supes could probably get a punch in. Oh, no, but he's got the kryptonite, so...
Yeah.
No, he can't.
Yeah, that's what we said. So he couldn't get near him.
So he can't. Yeah. Literally nobody has touched him.
Fucking hell. So that's the Flash fucking walk. Well, not walks it.
I mean, he's... Look. Like, knowing who's coming in the other brackets, like, something miraculous is going to have to happen.
Yeah.
For Flash not to walk away with this. Like, a really fucking miraculous.
Yeah. I think our next bracket... depending on rules, may have a chance, depending on who wins that.
What's the next? Yes.
That's our magic users.
The person I think may be able to beat him is in that bracket.
Yeah. So I think that possibly, again, depending on how the magic works, if it's something you've got to cast or something you've got to throw, then it's not going to fucking happen.
No,
but if it's more elemental than that, then possibly.
There's someone in there. There's someone in... Oh, look, I'm just going to throw it out there, right? I'm just going to throw it out there. So we're doing magic users next, listeners. If everyone left in our entire list... Oh, no, there's someone else. There's someone else. Right, there's two people I can potentially see doing this. The first, and the one I was initially thinking of, we've got Vader up next.
Yeah.
I think Vader could potentially do this because the Force is essentially also elemental.
Yes.
If he can force bubble himself, the Flash is going to have to work to get through that. He can.
Yeah.
He will be able to phase through it, I've no doubt. But it's about we'd have to think about how the Force actually works. And it's
I was going to say there's a physics aspect as well, isn't there?
There is a physics aspect to that, and this is magic that we're talking about. So I think Vader's potentially got a chance, but by the time they meet, it will be one on one. So
well, yeah. I mean, realistically, you've got
Vader's
got
to get through the next bracket. Round first as well.
He's got to get through that bracket, and I think there's one or two in there who could give him a run for his money as well. So
there is. Before I knew we were going to let the Flash go through, I honestly thought we were having Superman and Vader in the final. That's what I thought it was going to end.
They were my two picks as well.
When we get to monsters, we've got Freddy Krueger.
Yep.
Who is not a physical being, technically.
Yeah.
So he maybe has a chance.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, we've still got some potential in the four brackets we've got left.
Yeah, I mean, there's also Dracula.
Yeah.
But then you got to figure Flash could stake him before he does anything worthwhile. None of the machines have got a chance. None of the enhanced humans have got a chance in hell.
No.
Next week, one or two.
Week, one or two. And as you said, a couple of the monsters, maybe.
Yeah. Other than that, oof, we've just let a real... yeah.
yeah. Just further proof, listeners, if you need it after 11 years, we don't think this shit through.
No, we don't think this shit through. We don't plan it. We're winging this, which is how we prefer to do things. If you think we're wrong...
That's how we've always done it.
If you think we're wrong, come at us. But I'm relatively confident on my... on my assessment of the Justice League.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's any other way you could think of to take Flash out, especially in this, it's this environment of the thing where he knows he's going into a fight. Like he's...
Yeah, exactly.
It's difficult to catch him unawares.
Yeah. Well, this is what he's been working for. It's the fact that he puts something in front of him, he phases through it. So it's not as if you could say, well, you know, when you get fucking kids on dirt bikes up in the woods, put a fucking leather rope between and knock the fuckers off, he'll just go through it.
Yeah.
So totally. that's not going to do it. Having something fucking dense isn't going to do it because he's just going to phase through that. Have someone who's almost as fast as him isn't going to do it because he's faster. So whatever you throw at him, I think we've got this one.
I think other iterations of Batman.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with that.
I think potentially would be looking at, which can be done in canon, would be looking at perhaps creating artificial speed force, or perhaps looking at some sort of meta dampening,
yeah,
thing.
But not this version of Batman.
But no. It's not. He's not that smart. He is smart. Yeah,
and that's the thing.
He's not that smart or that aggressive. That's the thing.
No, to be honest, other versions of Batman. Yeah,
I think even the bullet is a push for Adam West's Batman. So I think I think an amalgam canon Batman would still be walking away from this, given that he's got prep time.
Yeah, but not Adam West.
No, hell no. And once the Flash is let loose, that's it.
If we're wrong, let us know.
But.
This is a half-second fight that nobody saw fucking coming.
Yeah.
They're all dead before they even know it started.
If we're wrong, let us know, but I really don't think we are.
And even if we are, we ain't changing shit. So,
oh, yeah. No, this has happened now. This is in. Flash is through.
It's in the books.
Yeah, Flash
is in the
through.
Books. So we've taken through the Joker and Flash.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
But as we said, now, if people have thoughts, please let us know. As always, get in touch. On Twitter at ddpodcastnet. You can go to our website, ddpodcast.net. We can also get our other shows and our other episodes of this show. Where you get your podcast from, subscribe, message, we can message as best we can. But until next time.
See you later.